Shamati.
Yes, we can move on to Shamati 100.
Shamati Kuf.
Shamati 100, the written Torah and the oral Torah 1. The written Torah is considered an awakening from above. And the oral Torah is an awakening from below. Together, they are called 6 years he shall serve, he shall work, and in the seventh he shall go out free. This is so because the essence of the work is specifically where there is resistance. And it is called Alma, Aramaic word, from the word He'elem, concealment. Then, when there is concealment, there is resistance. And then there is room for work. This is the meaning of the words of our sages, 6,000 years the world, and one ruined. Means that the concealment will be ruined, and then there will be no more work. Rather, the Creator makes him wings, which are
concealment,
which are covers, so he would have work.
These are things that are a little higher. This is an addition to our corrections, so that we will then feel, okay, I'll read it. Okay.
Torah shebiktav i pchinat itaruta milimala.
The written Torah is considered awakening from above, and the oral Torah is an awakening from below, from the creatures. And together, both are called 6 years he shall serve, and on the seventh he shall go out free, meaning that they need to work upon all the correct connection between our will to receive and the intentions in order to bestow, which all the intentions in order to bestow will cover the entire desire to receive, and then we will be free of it, since it will all work also on in order to bestow. Because the essence of the work is specifically where there is resistance. And it's called Alma, a world in Aramaic, from the word He'elem, concealment. Then, when there is concealment, there is resistance to the work, because we don't know for what, why, there's no feeling of importance. And then, there's room for work, as we need to work against our ego, against our desire. And this is the meaning of the words of our sages, 6,000 years the world, concealment, and then ruined, meaning that the concealment will be ruined. And then there is no more work, because there's no concealment. We know, we understand, we feel, because we are in the qualities of bestowal. That there is nothing to conceal from us. We relate to everything in bestowal. However, the Creator gives him wings, he gives him screens, reflected light, which are covers upon our egoistic desire, so that he will have work. And then, a person, when he completed the corrections and has a screen, reflected light, then he seemingly remains idle. He doesn't have a way to show his love to the Creator. Imagine to yourself that if you love someone and you would like to give them something, to do something as a sign, as an expression of love. And he says, or you see, that he has nothing to give. He's whole, he's complete. And then you're perplexed. What to do? There is no greater sorrow. There's a sorrow from the will to receive, where we want to receive. And there's nothing to fill the will to receive with. But the will to receive nevertheless is limited. I received a little, and that's it. And that make my will to receive lessens to the extent in which I received. Whereas, if I love someone and want to give, like to a baby, like to someone I love, yes? Then I'm in great sorrow that I have nothing to give. That is very big sorrow, because it's truly sorrow from above. This is called the sorrow of Shekhinah, of the divinity, where you cannot bestow upon the Creator, where they cannot bestow to the creatures because they're not ready to receive what He has to give to them. And so there's sorrow from that. And then there's a big problem. And then it turns out that when we discover this sorrow, whereas, how should I say it? That we're not capable of giving more to one another. Let's say in the end of correction, what else can you do? Not one to the other. You cannot give anything because everyone's full. And we can't not to one another and also not to the Creator, because I can't give to the Creator to start with. I give to the Creator only that which I give to others. Yes? Because if you were right, what will you give Him? Meaning there's nothing to give. He has no lack. His pleasure is by us filling one another. And then it works out that we're in great perplexity as we are done with the corrections and we can't give to one another. And then it's written, yes, that the Creator makes us wings, meaning a special concealment. And this is, as he writes in the end of this article, and this is as covers, so that he will have work. So I will nevertheless be able to continue and give more and more to others and through them to the Creator. Otherwise, the creatures are limited to the extent in which they can give, to the extent in which they can discover that there are deficiencies. That's why we have here the possibility to each time receive additional lacks and feel additional deficiencies in others, and this is how I fill the others, and to that extent I certainly delight the Creator. Okay. Good, we only have Florida. Let's hear.
Thank you. Why are the terms used oral Torah and written Torah? Why? What does it mean, oral Torah and written Torah?
That we need to learn apart, it's not simple. Let's put it this way. The oral Torah is what we do with the pair of the partsuf, and the written Torah is what we already correct the vessels practically as they receive the intention in order to bestow upon themselves. But there's so much there that I don't want to touch on it now. It will take us in another direction. Let's ask those who organize our lessons. Yes, that's Royakoka, Dudi, Aharoni, and others, a few others.
Yanivsi.
For them to all maybe collect for us materials about the written and oral Torah, what Torah is, all kinds of excerpts that we can learn. There's a lot of material on this. And we can see that even in a few sentences, and we're ready, we get into it, and we see that we can sit there for many hours.
What is special about the concealment from wings, and how is it different from other types of concealment?
When there is concealment, it gives us the opportunity to perform acts of bestowal. Because if it weren't for the concealment, let's say the Creator would be revealed. So we would all be in servitude, in slavery. We would constantly want to give him, all the good and so on. Why? Because his revelation that he is great, complete, whole, and rules over us would oblige us, our small will to receive, would obligate us to bestow upon him all the time, necessarily, as an element of nature. That's why there's concealment. That's first. The Creator, first of all, wants to be concealed from the creatures in order to give them freedom. Freedom of work, freedom of choice, freedom of thought. And that's why he has to hide, to be concealed. We think that concealment is something that limits us. On the contrary, without concealment, if the Creator were not concealed, we would not be able to be called created beings, creatures that we have free choice. Therefore, who are the still vegetative animal and speaking? This is the desire to receive that is more and more and more and more, those 4 degrees of resistance, of distancing from the Creator, of concealment from the Creator. If it weren't for the concealment, how would we exist? We would simply be incorporated in Him, doing everything without a mind, without feeling, because what do we need, our own mind and our own feeling? We would just do everything and that's it. Just like our inner organs do so in each of our bodies. How do they exist? They carry out commandments. Commandments of nature, commandments of the Creator. That's why all our work is actually opposite that, to discover the concealment and to try to exist in concealment, and that concealment should not leave. But nevertheless, despite us being in concealment, we will also be in revelation. Therefore, it's revelation in concealment. And the revelation does not erase the concealment. It exists above the concealment. And therefore, it enables me to be free. Free from the Creator. And free from my nature, on both sides, both from the will to receive and from the will to bestow. I can be free in the middle. That's it. And also my will to receive, because it describes these forces to me, and it's divided from Chazeh upwards, from Chazeh downwards, Galgata Einayim, Achap, all kinds of actions that are in me are all so that I will depict correctly what being dependent on the Creator means and what it means to be free. And also the oral Torah and the written Torah belongs to this as well. But the main war for us, the true war, is that we join the actions of the Creator to make from us free, so that we will exist not under the authority of the will to receive and not under the authority of the desire to bestow, but to be in the middle third of Tiferet, as we call it. not the Creator that is above the middle third of Tiferet, and not the creature which is below the middle third of Tiferet. We are in the middle. That is where we actually want to define our free point. And that's what the Creator wants us to have, for us, for the creature to be free like Him. Only the Creator to begin with, and we from defining, deciding the right balance between the desire to receive and the desire to bestow, and we are like that in the middle point. The middle point in the Parzuf. We will talk about that. But it's an important thing.
Thank you.
No, Turk Ivan.
Thank you, Ralph. My friend is asking, what do wings mean in the article?
Knafaim ze astara.
Wings are concealment. Wings are concealment. That's when we want to conceal something, we say we spread our wings upon it. That's like a bird wants to protect her little chicks, then she covers them with her wings. Or the eagle protects his chicks. He puts them up on her back so that if you shoot an arrow from the ground up, if people shoot up at the hawk or at the eagle, then I'll receive the arrow, but not my offspring. And therefore, he puts them upon himself, on his back. Meaning the wings are usually in order to conceal, to protect something. That's the concept of wings in Kabbalah. Okay?
Also a question about the wings. In the last sentence, he speaks about the transition from in order to bestow, in order to receive. That's the wings?
Yes, if a person is in order to bestow, enters to in order to bestow, by that he spreads wings upon himself. Of course, it's done by the his work, his common work with the Creator, where he prays and the Creator gives him wings, but that's how it happens. As it's written, those that the Creator makes him wings, which are covers, so he would have work. Because he already does everything, and what remains for him to do? And then if he doesn't do anything, spirituality exists only if we yearn for something greater. Spirituality exists in acceleration. In acceleration, or you could say, just like in mathematics, in the differential, in change. If there's no change, in change of speed or in some discernment, it disappears. There's no spirituality in that case. Meaning, if I remain in the same plane, in the same state, I am not in spirituality, I'm in that moment. That moment, I fall to corporeality. Only under the condition that I yearn more or I try more for spirituality, but not me. It could be the friends, and I'm with them because I'm now in a state that I can't. And that's how it is for each of us. We're like in a flying saucer. We're all of us like that together. But in such a way, we advance.
Rav, can I ask something about what you just said?
Yes.
About the first article, that the difference between still and life, it's the mitzvah transgression, that's still, and life is always to search.
Spiritual life is always in permission. You're right. Fix your microphones, I can't hear you well.
אני לא יודע, אצלי כבר...
I don't know.
הכל בדוק, מסודר. New York 1.
Oh, on my end, everything should be working fine. New York 1.
Вопрос, потому что вы сказали то, что Творец скрывается.
Question about what you said. That the Creator is concealed. But if he's bestowing and I'm opposite receiving, so what's the problem? What's the problem if he reveals himself? Because I don't have any greatness in him. Why does it annul my freedom of choice? What's the problem?
The problem is in that you will stop advancing because you will see such actions in him and such aspects that are completely despised by you. You understand, you can appreciate him as a giver and you being a receiver, but if he's a giver and you can't receive, you can't discover that, then you won't want him. He'll just reject you, be repulsive to you, and even more. Think about it. And that's why the Creator is hidden. To the extent that we come to equivalence of form with him, only that way he becomes revealed in order to give us support in that. This is something that requires much thought. It's not that simple. Because you want to enter the upper world, its laws, its discernments. So that requires effort. All right, Hebrew 10.
כן, תודה רב. חיים רוחניים.
Thank you, Rav. Spiritual life is working in choice. That's what I heard. But on man's path, he finds himself a lot only engaging in what he's obligated in doing. There's a lot of times he can't do anything. And also the commandment, he just struggles to keep it.
Right.
And in that time, you can't say that he's in spiritual life?
Still, even if a person is just there physically with the group, even not really advancing and feeling like he's not advancing, he is still advancing. It's like you're on a train and the train still takes you somewhere. So he's not moving on his own or advancing on his own. He doesn't feel like he's advancing also, but he still is advancing. And that's how the whole world is also advancing, but we are already advancing on our own train. Therefore, it says that the first mitzvah commandment in the spiritual process is anything but leave. Leaving is forbidden because then you fall into the lower world, this world.
Can I ask?
The action of dissemination is very important, and it's a part of the mitzvah, the commandment, because by the act of dissemination, you publicize the Creator, the method of correction, and by that, you connect and assist all of humanity.
It's a commandment, it's not a permission?
Yes, yes, it's a commandment, yes, to publicize the Creator's name and bring the created beings closer to Him, yes. All right. PT
29.
Thank you, Rav. Is there a meaning that it says 6 years you'll work?
No, 6 years refers to all the sefirot that we need to correct, you understand? From Parsa and below until the Malchut.
Tzafon 2.
Tzafon 2.
Rav,
what's real true giving in quality in the spiritual work?
שאני מקרב כל החברים
that I bring together all the friends closer to the Creator through connection between them, to the point that the force of bestowal fulfills us together. This is the action and this is the goal, and there's nothing besides that. Now, until you get there, it takes a long time. To me, it took a long time. So I know it from within myself, how hard it is to hear this, accept it, understand it somewhat, and then feel it. That's the last stage. That's really a big challenge. These are the phases of the correction.
Is there a way to speed up the times in that?
Together. Only when we work together. One shall help his friend, then we can. Try to really do all kinds of actions around the people who have a hard time approaching connection in order to somehow push them, even confuse them, so that they want to achieve connection. It's difficult. It's very difficult to understand that specifically through connection, through inner connection that goes deeper and deeper and deeper, and it's 125 degrees of connection within man's heart to the extent that he feels the others entering his heart and connecting to him. And then in these degrees of how they enter his heart, he begins to discover, to the extent that they enter his heart and connect in his heart, in that vessel, he begins to discover spirituality. It's truly not simple. And it requires decades. But that's the correction. And by that, we come to the revelation of the Creator that lies there deep within our hearts. All right? PT 12.
Amit, lo shomim.
Lo shomim, PT
12.
We don't hear you, PT 12.
No.
Shumim?
Takala.
Can you hear me now?
Now we hear you. Yeah.
Sorry, there was something wrong. We heard more than once that if a person knew what spirituality was, he wouldn't engage in it. I wanted to ask, how can a person get ready to receive from the Creator? When is he worthy of it?
To the extent that a person can feel the friend, at least somewhat, to that extent he begins to feel the Creator. By that he opens his heart to the Creator. To the extent that he opened his heart to the friend, that's how he opens his heart to the Creator. The friend stands between the person and the Creator. Right, and it's like the aperture, like the aperture in a camera, right? So the more you open your heart to the friend, the friend is like this aperture. So then, to that extent, you can see the Creator, because within each friend lies the Creator.
In the first part it says, and together they are called the 6 years, and the seventh he shall go free. That's taken from the Hebrew slave. Who is that slave? The will to receive to me or me to the will to receive?
This is a very sneaky question. It turns out that at first I'm a slave to the will to receive, and then I bend it and make it a servant to me.
In what state does it happen that it inverts itself?
In our work, when we are in order to receive until we make a restriction, and by the light that reforms, we acquire vessels of bestowal, and then I take control over my will to receive and invert it in order to bestow. And that means that from a servant I become a master. That's what it says. He will be the master and he'll be the slave.
And these cases can only take place in the 10, right? It's not that I can do it alone and change myself.
Without the 10, you can't do anything. You'll always go in any direction besides the right one. Tel Aviv 1.
It's written here that the main work is where there's a resistance from the word concealment. In a place of concealment, does that mean that the created being doesn't feel that it's a creator doing to him? And then it also said that the work is more difficult. Did I understand correctly?
Yes, the work becomes more difficult to him, but don't start taking one sentence and expanding it to the whole Torah. That's impossible. We're not going to get out of that. You see, we have these four little paragraphs from Shamati articles, and for over an hour, we're scrutinizing just one piece. You see, it's impossible. Try to just focus on what's written here and no more. I'm happy that you have an urge and beautiful questions, but focus group.
Thank you, Rav. I don't know if it's rude, but you tell us we need a concealment to be free like the Creator. How can the Creator be free? He can only bestow to the good and the wicked.
Free to bestow. We need to be the same, free to bestow. This is called being a free nation in our land. What does it mean to be a free nation in our land? To be free within our desires so that I can bestow through my desires as much as I want without any limit. You understand? That means being free. That's the only way that it's possible to be free. Moscow 6.
Рав, доброе утро. Вопрос от товарища. Что такое?
Good morning. Question from a friend. What does it mean to open the heart? How does it practically happen?
To open the heart means that I have no limitation in the action of bestowing towards others. That I feel the others, not like others, but literally as I feel myself and the Creator and the friends, I just feel that it's all one. And that's called a corrected heart in which I want to bestow to all. My work becomes like the Creator's work, fulfilling everyone. And so all that I do is pray and ask of the Creator that through me He'll fulfill everyone. All right, we only have Belarus left.
About the wings in the wisdom of Kabbalah, you said that we're not valuing what we receive, that we can increase it and build something new from it on this basis. That's why we're not building our vessel. Along with that, we learn that we're not allowed to just get stuck in a state where we're in and we have to advance. So I can't connect the two.
We need, as much as possible, to try and build the wings, meaning the screens over our will to receive, and by these screens, to be above our will to receive, and that means being above the wings. So towards the will to receive, we cover it with wings, but we ourselves raise ourselves as if above the wings. It's just a metaphor, an example that we see in nature from the crow that protects its chicks this way. Kiev, last one.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали, что я прошу за всех товарищей. А еще вы сказали, что...
You said that I ask for all the friends. And also you said that the Torah by heart is the action of the Patsuf. What is that place of the Patsuf in our work?
I don't know. Easier to answer it like that. You're taking a word and relating it to such huge aspects, areas, that I have no way to clarify them now. The Peh of the Patsuf is the place where we clarify how the will to receive works with an intention to bestow, like we learn from all the Patsufim, where the Masach stands. Below the Peh is the desire. Above the Peh, if there is a screen that stands at the Peh, there are thoughts in order to bestow. So first there's reflected light that rises from the Peh to the Rosh and clarifies all the discernments, all the details there. And after it does that, then there's execution. Whatever's from Peh and above happens in the from the Peh and below. And then there things happen in practice, meaning organizing the desires to become connected and well organized in order to bestow. That's the structure of the Patsuf. And that's the difference between, well, there's the oral Torah and the literal Torah there. Well, the written Torah, we'll learn how that happens. Women.
PT 38, what does it mean to keep the concealment?
To keep the concealment means that I firmly stand against discovering anything that can make me fail and bring me to in order to receive. If spirituality will open up to me now, I'll want to swallow it up in every sense. And that's a problem. I don't want that to happen. But only to the extent that the Creator will guard me. And then I'll be able to advance in order to bestow.
And how do you keep the concealment?
By thinking about the opposite thing, bestowal. How can I always be connected to the group and always be immersed in the group? To begin with, I direct myself to bestowing in the group, and then I'm certain to not fail.
That's it. Thank you.
That's it? Okay, excellent, but we don't have a...